If you're looking for a refuge from the sun and crowds of French Quarter Festival this weekend, try ducking into M. Sani Art Gallery on Royal Street for a cool glass of herb-flavored lemon or limeade. The refreshing concoctions are being made by members of the Backyard Garden Network from the Lower Ninth Ward. Gallery owner M. Sani, who wields the paintbrush behind all the colorful works on the walls, is donating a portion of all of his sales this weekend to this community organization. Events like Garden Aid are a way of paying things forward for this self-taught artist from Cameroon, who found a new home in Louisiana when he arrived here in 1999 as a guest artist for the Festival International in Lafayette.
First, I stayed in Lafayette of the person who hosted me during my visit to the festival, and he said, hey, if you come to New Orleans, your style will be great, because I was doing like a silhouette type of painting, jazzy. I was doing music before I came here. That's how I ended up coming here to New Orleans. First time I put my feet here in New Orleans, I think I would call it home. Despite the food, the dance is similar, and we just happen to have a street who's famous in my home country. It's Baladi. Everybody knows that this street in Cameroon. So animated. It just reminded me when I came here, okay, BB, Bourbon Baladi. So it's like, Les Le Bantouan Roulette.
M. Sani opened his first gallery in 2005. Not a propitious year for startup businesses in New Orleans.
I was so happy. It's time to go. I'm ready and everything is fine. Then the Hurricane Katrina came. And first people to come back here after that, people was thinking about building first, then decorating. But I didn't give up about New Orleans.
As an evacuee in St. Louis, he kept returning to New Orleans, often sleeping on the floors of friends' galleries.
That's why I'm trying to give back to the community, because I've been there. I see it, I live it, and if you can dream great, you can be, your dream can come true. So I think New Orleans is home now. When people ask me, are you happy here? I say, I make people happy. That's my goal, yeah.
Now, M. Sani pays back the community that treated him so well with fundraisers like Garden Aid. Twice a month, he holds free art classes for children. At his most recent session, he invited a poet to write original verses for each child based on his or her artwork.
My goal is like, if you can take young people and just keep them busy just for 1 hour, 2 or 3 hours, that would be great. This spoken word, this singing, this magic, this guy come, he practice magic, and I do participate because I sing. I'm a French rapper.
M. Sani puts that same kind of energy into his paintings, whether a deep silhouette of African animals or a jazz cat playing a trombone. It's a way, he says, of sharing his attitude about life with the world.
That's the goal. If you see the mojo or the line, it's that make you feel good. But at the same time, as an artist, I have also different painting that I do which reflect the society, because as an artist, you have to mirror what's going on in the society. You have to participate as an artist. And I will continue to work on the subject that matter to people, because the goal of all the world is like to make the better world.
For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.